Hey everyone, I'm back, and this is a review of Queen Sugar season, what is this? Season 5, episode 2. Now, this episode is now we're getting closer and closer into dealing with the issue with the virus, okay? Because this is now March, okay, of 2020. And as everyone knows, in March is when the whole pandemic really hit to the point where a lot of states were shut down completely, like on shutdown. Like you can only go out if you was an essential worker, things like that. So we're at that point. I'm going to start off talking about Micah and his mom and their relationship. Micah has been showcasing a lot of, to me, some bratty behavior while he was in high school. Very disrespectful at times. And now he's in college and he still is giving brat ways. And he's trying to showcase his independence as being a young adult. He's almost 20. He says he's almost 20 years old. But he still feels as though, I don't know, I'm not liking the Micah character as much because of the way he is handling things and just not giving the amount of respect I think he should give. Now, he has pledged a fraternity and his mom is coming down. Charlie has called Micah. She's like, "Oh, I'm able to reach you." And he's like, "Yeah, can you come? Are you still coming down for homecoming?" Now, let's just pause for a quick second. Homecomings are normally in the fall, okay? Whether you went to an HBCU or PWI, homecoming is usually in the fall. So I find it's a little odd that they're having homecoming in March, but it is what it is. Not only is it homecoming, but he's also going to be presented to the campus. This is his new member presentation, okay? So Micah asks, "Is Dad coming?" And Davis is going to be there. And Charlie's like, "Well, can we meet at your dorm?" And he was, "Oh no, the dorm, my roommate is just disgusting. It's nasty. It's not clean. So just meet me at the quad, and that'll be the best place to, where we can meet up." So Charlie finds it to be kind of odd, but she goes along with it. So when she gets there, we see Kiki's also there. I forgot that Kiki is attending the same university as Kiki and Micah are at the same university. And they're supposedly in I guess they're still dating, but they're experiencing what a lot of, young loves from high school, when they go to college, it's a different world. And they're experiencing some growing pains. And they are, well, definitely on her part. I will say more so on Kiki's part. And I'm not really sure about Micah yet, but it's getting there. So anyway, the surprise on campus was that when the parents come, this fraternity comes out and they're presenting their new members. And Micah is revealed as being one of the members. And you should have seen Charlie's face. Well, Charlie and Davis, they both looked like, okay. You didn't see happiness. You saw disappointment. Like, what is this? Meanwhile, Kiki was over on the other side by the lemonade or ice cream booth, whatever it was, talking to some other guy. She didn't even look to see what was going on over there. She didn't care. Her interest was elsewhere. And I noticed that Charlie saw the same thing. So when we get to, I guess probably the next day, Micah and Charlie are talking, and Charlie, she expresses her disdain for that fraternity because they have a bad reputation on campus. Now, this is where I wish that Micah would have explained, despite some things, that might have gone on campus, they're nationally known. And here's a little bit of their history. Here are some prominent members and things of that nature. I think he didn't do a good job of explaining. And that was a shortfall, in my opinion. Then Charlie said, "Well, how come you didn't join your father's fraternity?" And Micah said, "Well, I did look into that. They didn't want me." Okay, let me just, I don't know if Micah actually went to an interview and he was rejected, or if he was attending some events of this of that fraternity, and it was, you know, pretty much, I doubt if anyone expressed any, that normally is not how it happens. So to me, it sounds like he did go to an interview and they just did, they did not select him. Then he turns around and finds this fraternity and moves on with them. That's usually not a good idea at most campuses, but we're going, for the purpose of Queen Sugar, we're going to let that one slide. Because once you get rejected in one fraternity, then you turn around and go pledge a different one, the whole campus knows about it. It's just not a, okay, but whatever. So, you know, Micah and his mom are still clashing and butting heads about independence and all of that. The other thing that's problematic is Kiki and Micah's relationship, and they kind of talk about it. And here's where we see where Kiki is starting to express interest elsewhere, and she's letting Micah know. Micah asks about the guy that Kiki was talking to, and Kiki explains who he is and a little bit about his background and his family. She knows a lot about this guy. So Micah is kind of looking like, okay, so it's, you've been spending some time with him to get that level of information. So we see the beginnings of the ending for their relationship. I think that they're definitely going to break up because Kiki's ready to move on. Now, Micah wasn't, even though he was dancing with this other young lady, when he first, you know, unmasked and was, you know, looking around, he was looking for Kiki. So the fact of the matter is Micah wasn't the one that was moving on just as very quickly in that situation. It was Kiki kind of like, you know, I'm going to look around and see, you know, test the, you know, look, just date, I guess, you know. So that's where we are with that. So that ends Micah. So we got Hollywood, Mr. Prosper. They're trying to get the whole wellness center together and all of that. And we kind of get some indication. I don't know. It was a good conversation they had about the elders in the area and what's needed and necessary and all this kind of good stuff. Then we get Hollywood and Vi. They're going to plan this great date night together and rekindle the first time they met and all that good stuff. And she brought a plaque over there for the place, and he's really getting it together. I like Hollywood and Vi's energy. I like that, you know, despite the age, it doesn't matter. Hollywood is all in when it comes to Vi. And it just... it's just great to see. It's very refreshing, and it just puts a smile on your face. I don't feel stressed when I see Hollywood and Vi. I don't feel that like, oh God, here we go. I'm not like clenching my chest, wondering like, oh God, when's the shoe gonna drop? Because I just, despite the issues that they've already endured, I always know that there's, well, at least definitely for Hollywood, he's always gonna be there for her no matter what. Now, on the other hand, we got Ralph and Darla, and with them, I don't feel at ease. I always wonder when the next shoe gonna drop, because Darla is too flaky, and quite honestly, so is Ralph Angel. He's kind of flaky, in my opinion. I don't get that same vibe that I get with Hollywood and Vi. So, you know, they're together. Blue is teaching Darla how to play chess. Family dynamic is going well. Darla tells Ralph Angel that, you know, she's up for this promotion and she's got it. Well, she's up. She's going to interview for a position at a company that she works at. I think it's a real estate agency. And she's nervous about it. She doesn't have, her self-esteem is still not where it should be. So Charlie comes over, and Charlie had a conversation to build her self-esteem. I really wish that Charlie would have did like a mock interview. That would have helped out even more. So yeah, but you know, from the previews, it looked like she might've got the position. So, you know, that's a good thing. They're planning their wedding. Darla asked, where does, you know, Ralph Angel want to go for the honeymoon? Ralph was like, I would love to go to New York to like one of those Broadway shows, you know, that would be great. So they're making these good, great plans. Charlie and Parker. Charlie had made an appointment and it was confirmed to meet with Parker. When Charlie gets to Parker's office, Parker's not there. Parker left without saying anything or You know, so Charlie's looking at this as not only is it unprofessional, but she's trying to play games. So, of course, she's angry. Later on, we find out Parker has, I guess she knows someone at the, the person work at the airport. I think this individual works at the airport. I don't know, but whatever the case may be, because he mentioned how there are not a lot of flights going in and out because people are not traveling as much because of this unknown situation, this virus that's coming around. And he tells Charlie that Parker left out of town. She took a flight. She didn't have any bags packed. So, you know, sounds like it might have been an emergency. So it wasn't a planned trip. So in real life, we know that Amari Van, who plays Parker, was pregnant during this time. And I think that when this virus, when they were filming and the virus is becoming more prevalent, that they, you know, she was taking, you know, they had to change her location. So I'm not really sure how they're going to rewrite, you know, what, you know, Parker's part now, but at this point in the season, but we'll see. Because maybe they might write in that Parker had to run New York because family emergency, someone might have got really sick or who knows what. So we'll see. Okay, let's get to Carlton and Nova. So Nova comes to the, you know, Carlton brings Nova to his grandfather's 85th birthday party. We already know it's going to be some problems. We can see it coming. Nova gets there. I mean, you know, she arrives. Carlton's mother greets them, and Nova gives her some flowers. And the mom seems to be happy to finally meet her, but you can tell there was a little tension. Then we get over to the grandfather, and he did not look happy at all. It was all over his face. He didn't say anything out of ordinary, but looks can give you everything you need. And that's what he gave. He gave the looks, and it wasn't nice. So then Nova said, well, here's this double-aged whatever scotch that he liked, and he seemed to be okay with that. But again, it's a little tension there about Nova coming around this family event. So then Nova meets Carlton's his daughter. She's a little girl. I would say she's about 10 or 11 years old. He gives her a necklace. Nova puts a necklace on the young lady and all that. They seem to be cool. Later on, Nova gets a chance to meet Carlton's son. And the son looks to be about 19 or 20 years old, much older young man. And he ain't feeling it. He's angry, you know. This is the other woman. This was the mistress. And Carlton explains, like, you know, he still hasn't gotten over the whole divorce situation. So his reaction was what it was. Well, here comes Haley, which is the ex-wife. Haley comes and she sees Nova. And Haley, you know, is upset, angry, hurt, all the above. And when she sees Nova, she's like, oh. She talks about the fact that, well, you know, Carlton seems to have a thing for the exotic. We're looking like, what? Oh, you didn't think you were the only one. You know, he really likes black women, but he tends to like them thicker. And, you know, you're a little skinny and all of that. And of course, you know, Nova's walking up on Haley at this point because you can see Nova's probably ready to knock the crap out of her, right? But Carlton came over and he just really... he got it together. He really hurt his ex-wife's feelings. He was like, look, I was with you to pass the time away until she decided that she wanted to take me. You could hear a pin drop at this point. So, of course, they left. Next day, we're assuming the next day, Nova and Carlton have this conversation about what Haley said about him dating black women. And so Nova's like, well, how many black women have you dated? And he was like, you mean throughout a lifetime? He said, I've dated several. And so Nova was questioning whether or not did he have some type of fetish, you know? And he just was, you know, he explained no. You know, he said, I like all types of women, you know, not just black women. And I've dated several different races, ethnicities, you know, it doesn't matter. So that's kind of where they left that conversation. Now, I don't know. I believe that they're going to continue. See, here's the thing. They're having this hard time dealing with race. They are an interracial couple. And they're really starting to figure out, trying to understand each other. And there are things that they just haven't talked about. And with Nova, I can see her having some difficulties in accepting some things. So we're going to see how this grows, if it does grow. I don't know. With them, it's a constant, like, you're not sure what's going to happen next. And you're never at a comfort level with them. It's always something. So we're going to see. We're going to wait and see how this turns out. Meanwhile, we're getting more reports about this virus. Now, Ralph Angel and Darla out one night. They're in the car, and the news report comes through saying how it's hit the United States and all of that. And Ralph Angel turns off to another station, and he's like, look, it's probably nothing more than just like another common cold, you know? So these are some of the comments that you, at the time, some people had when it came to this virus. They didn't know what it was. Some people wrote it off as like the common cold, like Ralph Angel did. I think Carlton said something about trust in the president or something like that. And Noble looked at him like, I know you've got to be joking. See, that's what I'm saying. There's some more things we're going to pick up on. But anyway, just little things. Charlie gets a report from, I guess, a representative from CDC is talking to her and letting her know about the severity of the situation and that they're going to have to do a shutdown. So she had called Envy to say she got to close Envy's store. And they're thinking for 2 weeks at this point in the storyline, like, okay, they're going to have to quarantine for like 2 weeks. We didn't see her talk to Micah, but I'm sure he's going to be coming home because the school's going to, we already know the university's a lot of them, it closed down. So, but we didn't get to that point yet. So while Vi and Hollywood were out doing a little date, it was so cute. They both was dressed interesting. She had on some little mini skirt and top. He had on this salmon colored outfit. Oh God, it was very Southern ish. I'll put it like that. So they out having the great dinner and doing a little role playing. It was cute. And then, you know, Vi got the phone call from Charlie. And so, you know, things, you know, are starting to get really serious as it pertains to finding out more about this virus. And we start seeing, you know, people, everybody's starting to get reports and really starting to look at this a lot more seriously. And it's not about just protecting the older people. It affects everyone, and they still don't understand it. And it's just causing a lot of discomfort and uneasiness and a lot of questions to be asked. Well, yeah, that's how. And to this very day, we're still living in a society now where, you know, wearing a mask is part of the wearing masks is not unusual. Some of the restaurants and stores are still only operating at a less than 100% capacity. So if you're going out to dinner, you might want to check to see if you're able to get in. It's real. This is a very unsettling situation to be a part of. And, you know, we don't know where we're going to go from here. But yeah, that was the episode. Really enjoyed it. We'll see where it goes from here. Talk to you later.